The title of my presentation is Jujube Fruit Vitamin C Content and its Changes During Fruit Development and Processing. Jujube, also called Chinese date, from its name you can see they originate from China. They belong to the Ramnaceae family, and all the cultivated varieties belong to one species, Ziziphus jujuba. All of them, a long time ago, derived from their wild relative, Ziziphus spinosa. That one is growing wild in northern China. They also have a relative, Indian jujube. That one is a tropical plant. At least it won't grow in New Mexico. The jujube fruit is a drupe, always have a hard pit in the middle with up to two seeds inside. Jujube is a good alternative crop for the southwest area. It's adapted widely to a wide range of soil and weather conditions. Like for soil pH, it ranges from 5.5 to 8.5. The one really interests me the most is the late season startup. You know, in northern New Mexico, the number one issue for fruit production is late frost. The jujube, they start up, they leaf out 4 to 6 weeks later than most fruit species, and they bloom even a month later. So they can avoid, they are not frost tolerant, but they, more time, they can avoid the late frost. They also heat and drought tolerant. We'll see a slide in the next one. Jujube also very precautious. You graft them this year, you may see a few fruits there. Also, if you plant them, you may get a few fruits the same year. It's also a very reliable crop and live a long time. In China, there are some plants, you know, over 1,000 years old. The good thing, you know, they're still producing there. Yeah, they also have different cultivars, you know, where the tree shape, or fruit size, fruit quality. Another good thing is, especially in the southwest area, there's almost no insect and disease problem there. So it's really easy to go organic. This picture was taken 2012 at New Mexico State Tucumcari Center. The original tree is planted around 1930s, so it's 80 years there. Somehow the USDA probably planted them. Later they abandoned them. They just there in the dry land and, you know, propagated by themselves. They have several patch from quarter acre to over acre, you know, all by themselves. They didn't produce well, but they do can survive. And if you have a lot of rainfall some years, they do produce well, but most of the time they're just struggling to survive, but they do can survive. Jujube, not only, you know, I mean, New Mexico, actually this is really not a fruit for New Mexico. You can see this picture is from northern New Mexico. This one is from Las Cruces area. This is the south border of New Mexico. And also this picture was taken from El Paso, Texas. And this picture from Fresno, California. You can see it's almost all the way from Texas to California. They all grown and produce well. Jujube really likes the full sunshine and the summer heat there. And some of the humid area, they do can grow, but probably more disease problems there. Compare the situation in China with the U.S. Jujube have been cultivated in China for probably more than 4,000 years. Nowadays, they have around 800 cultivars there for different purposes, like fresh eating, drying, multi-purpose, or some of them as ornamentals. And their annual production is around several billion pounds per year. In the U.S., the seedling was imported in 19th century. For the cultivars, the big-fruited cultivars, they were imported around, started in 1908, so roughly 100 years ago. The problem here for planting is really limited. The big problem is the cultivar. Nowadays, only like a 4 or 5 commercially available cultivars there. You know, across the nation, all the growers planted the same, you know, really limited cultivar. It really create a lot of, you know, marketing problem. Also, consumers also frustrated, you know. They couldn't use the same fruit for everything. So we desperately need more cultivars to extend the harvest season and also meet the requirement from the consumers. You know, some people prefer dried, some people, you know, prefer processed. So we really need more cultivars there. So this is where my program jumped in. We imported over 30 cultivars directly from China in 2011 as Sunwood. We also collected around 30 cultivars from the nation, some actually selections. So they, all of these with different maturity date also can be used for different purposes. We're still evaluating them. Hopefully later we can recommend some good cultivars to the growers. Yeah, this is a collection of all our cultivars, the fruited cultivar in 2013. This one, each one is a different cultivar. You can see they vary from fruit size, fruit color, maturity date, fruit shape, also definitely fruit quality. Hopefully there's some good one there. Jujube is a very sweet fruit. It's not only adapted well to a lot of weather soil conditions. The fruit itself is very nutritious. It's a sweet fruit. It's a soluble solid around 25 to 35%, depending on the cultivars. And also it's very rich in vitamin C. You can see, you know, from most of the apple peach, this is definitely not vitamin C rich, but only like below 10. You can see the piper, probably the richest for the common fruit or vegetables. This one, you know, the highest one is 184, and the guava is another one, is 180. Most of them much lower, even kale is 120, the orange around 50 milligram per 100 gram. You can see here the jujube listed 500. Most time it's a range. But you can see jujube is much higher than other common fruit and vegetables there. So we have around like we selected around 40 cultivars, and then test them at different stage. We need to know, you know, from the report is really high in vitamin C. We need to know what we have the cultivars, what their range. For each sampling, we sample around 20 or 30 fruit and cut of which, and use the titration method to do their vitamin C content. From the 40 cultivars we tested, their vitamin C ranging from 185 to 585. With most of them are higher than 200, concentrate around like 300 or 400 that have more cultivars. The really high one also are only a few cultivars. Also, the wild relative, the Ziziphus spinosa, that one in general have higher vitamin C content than the cultivated species. Each from year to year, you know, the result not exactly the same, but the trend is similar. The lower cultivar always lower, and the higher one always higher. Also, during the fruit development stage, the color changes from creamy color to half creamy, half red, and then fully red. The creamy stage have higher vitamin C content, and then as the fruit mature, the sugar content increases, the fruit getting sweeter, but the vitamin C decrease a little bit. The fruit processing is definitely not my strong point. Maybe I should collaborate with John Bolio. So I try to promote this fruit, so I did something, how to, you know, consume them and how to how much vitamin C they preserve. So I did the pie. You can see, you know, we can use the full jujube pie. Also tastes pretty good. The one I did here is a half-half with apple. So this is how I did it, and then later how I sampled. I'll just get the, when I do the after cooking measurement, I get the jujube piece out and then measure the vitamin C content. This also did the steaming, you know, different cultivars. So I steam them for 15 to 20 minutes to see how many vitamin C preserved there. Also did the jam for the one cultivars for the fresh jujube fruit. Surprisingly, you know, most of fresh fresh cooked or either pie or steam or boiling, they all preserve pretty well. Actually, the steam and the boiling, I did them for 2 years. I was surprised the first year so high, it's 80 or 90%. So last year, I repeated with 3 cultivar. You can see, you know, the cultivar uses Redland, Li, or Daguazou. You can see they're starting, control check is, the vitamin C not exactly the same, but the rate they preserve is similar. It's all over like 85%. So which is really good, you know. Some people prefer the fresh, eat them fresh, but some people, you know, senior people or something, maybe prefer them, you know, cooked. So even just steam them, they can preserve quite a bunch of vitamin C there. Even for jam, this one, I tested the final products. It's hard to convert, you know, because I do added the sugar there, and also, you know, there's some probably moisture evaporation. But the final product, you can see they're still pretty rich in vitamin C there. It's around 87% of the original fruit. The pie is not that high. The pie, because of the high temperature during cooking, it's preserved around like 50%. This is just some preliminary result. Actually, MDA gave me some money. Probably this year I'll expand this part of the research. So in summary, jujube fruit is very rich in vitamin C. It's 185 to 585, depending on cultivars. It's just steaming of 15 to 20 minutes, it can preserve over 80%. And even the pie can preserve like 50% of the vitamin C of the original fruit. Jam, the final products have 80% of the original fruit. So in a word, the fresh preserved jujube fruit keep the vitamin C really well. It's much higher than sun-dried products. If you eat the dried fruit, actually that's a Chinese tradition, especially in old days. The drying is much easier. But for during the sun drying process, over 90% of the vitamin C getting lost. So if you really treasure the vitamin C content of the jujube fruit, you eat them either fresh or fresh preserved products, either cooking or some other simple way of preserve them. Okay, any questions? The fresh one is, the question is how to remove the seeds. For the fresh one, it's a little bit hard. Most time, that's why you can see, I try to use the big fruited cultivar. You can cut them to slice. That's easy. But for some little ones, it's a little bit hard. For dried ones, it's easy. You can just hammer them, and then the seeds split with the pulp.
There's not too many big fruited cultivars.
There's some big one, like Li, Li 2, Redland, they all can around 20 or 30 gram. Actually, Redland sometimes can reach like 50 gram.
But Li does not taste very sweet. I mean, is Redland a better variety?
I think for the Li, Redland, they all classified as a fresh eating cultivar. Yeah, there's the soluble solid is low. Some of the drying cultivar can reach like 35 or 40%. That one probably around 25% range. You're right, they're not that sweet. Yeah, from you first.
I might have missed it, but what method do you use for vitamin C analysis?
I just use the titration. What's the chemical?
So it's not HPLC?
No. Yeah, because my lab is at the station, it's really a simple lab, so I use the titration, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Since the tree develops late in the spring and it has good cold hardiness, does that mean it might grow well in more northern areas?
Could you repeat the question?
You mentioned the trees develop late in the spring.
Yes.
And they also have good cold hardiness. So it could be grown in more northern areas?
Yeah, the question is, I assume the tree starts really late. Can they grow in northern area? I think so. They grow in northern area is no problem, but probably sometimes the quality is limited. Because it seems as the dry and hot summer area, the fruit quality is better. Probably they accumulate more sugar. In northern area, they can grow. If you have humid air, and probably they have more disease problem, but the quality probably a little bit limited. Yeah, yeah, please.
First, I like the jujube pie you cooked. Actually, I have a question that I'm always interested in. Does the jujube need a pruning management, like topping pruning?
Yeah, the question is whether the jujube need pruning. Before I started working with jujubes, there are almost no pruning recommendation. I do recommend some basic pruning. You know, if you really let them all grow wild, sometimes they can grow like 12 feet tall or 50 feet tall without any branch. That's what really creates some, you know, fruit picking problem. You know, they have a few fruit all hanging there, you couldn't reach them. So they do not need that extensive pruning, but they do need some basic. If it's really, you know, no branching, you probably need some intervention and when they're tree are young. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming to this session.